This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is it over? The game?
Yes.
Okay. The Royals just lost to...
Whoa, hey, spoiler. Some people are going to go home and watch it later.
Okay, you want to dump me then?
Well, nope. Too late now.
Okay.
Sam's dumping you.
Well, they're not going to go home and watch it later because there's another game at 6:30.
True.
The Royals lost.
Hey, honey, let's not watch the live one. Let's watch the one from earlier.
Dana Wood.
And then we'll watch the live one at 9:30.
She's a super fan.
Okay. I've about had enough. By the way, tell everybody what you learned about Jack Caglione's first hit ball.
Oh, yeah. So they, you know, if you've ever seen...
And then when he's done telling you this... Sorry to interrupt you. When he's done explaining this, you tell everybody how they mark balls... that are going to be his, that have the potential to become historic.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You're the governor. You can interrupt me whenever you want.
No.
No, you're talking about when they throw it in the dugout and the guy certifies it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was watching the replay at the break there and from the dugout and they throw it in there and there's a major league umpire that puts a little tab on it, did something to it and then hands it to his handler or whatever to, I guess, go on his mantle someday or something.
Sam.
Every single ball that is taken out of play at any MLB game without leaving the ballpark is handed to an authenticator who enters information about that ball into a computer database, such as the pitcher who threw the ball, the batter who hit it, what inning, the whole nine. Some of them are even given a QR code to quickly verify that information. It's more often than not done, as Jesse mentioned, with very historic balls, Shohei Ohtani hitting a, you know, his 60th home run, I think it was last year or something like that. And it's a way that you can just ensure that they're not switching the balls out. Because if you're the guy that caught Shohei Ohtani's 60th home run,
I think it was his 50-and-50 home run.
I don't remember. And we all saw the fight that happened over that, right? It was some old guy trying to rip it out of the hands of some 18-year-old kid. In theory, that person who ended up with it, and I can't remember who ended up winning that lawsuit, but they can go home and just grab a random baseball and put that one up for auction. Well, they can't because each ball has a serial number and each one goes through the authenticator to say, yep, this is that baseball.
So where do a majority of these balls live? They don't, are they given to people?
Well, some of them are pre-marked. For example, with Shohei Ohtani last year, when I think, and Sam, I don't mean to correct you, and if I'm wrong, please point it out. I think it was when he was going for his, he had 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases, and nobody had ever done that before.
And that's probably right.
I think it was when he was going up to bat for his 50th home run, if I'm not mistaken. That was the ball that became very controversial because the older guy literally rips it out of this teenager's hands like a jerk. And it was pointed out that they mark on those kind of balls where they know this one has the potential to be worth a lot of money or end up in the Hall of Fame or whatever, and the batter might want it or the team might want it and pay big bucks for it, that they put some sort of coating on, and I don't know how they do it, some sort of authenticative or authenticated coating onto the ball so that when somebody says, I caught that ball, well, they can look at it, you know, run it under whatever system and determine whether or not that's a ball that your kid played in Little League with, or that's really the ball from the ballpark.
So they all have that. They all have a visible marking with letters and or numbers, and then they all also have a secret marking that can only be seen under ultraviolet light.
This is after it's been put in play, though, not beforehand, right?
No, before.
Oh, wow.
Before that, before they throw it out to the pitcher, they already know which ball he's getting, especially if it's has the potential to become a very valuable baseball.
They don't check the serial number prior to the pitch.
But
so they just have a big old bucket of balls.
But the umpire behind home plate who's got a big bag with all the balls, and, you know, every time a guy is up to bat, you know, one hits the ground, you know, hits the ground and gets scuffed and they toss it aside. All those get...
They know the coding numbers on all the balls that go out onto the ballpark.
But they don't reuse any balls, right? I mean, every so they got fresh new baseballs every single game. Where do all those excess baseballs go? Do they get recycled? Do they get put somewhere in a warehouse?
Got to do batting practice the next day, don't you?
It's like the range balls at the golf course.
But that's what the authenticator does, because once they hit that potentially historic ball, the authenticator says, yep, that's 29C, 29C. We got 29C, perfect. The Shohei Ohtani's 50th home run was 29C, and then they give it back to the guy who caught it. Or
they do
Shohei Ohtani will keep it and offer you a lot of gear.
Well, it's your property. You caught the ball.
That's true, yeah.
And it's up to the team or the player to determine how much is that ball worth to you.
And baseball is the only sport where that rule applies.
Yeah, you got to give the football back in the NFL, right?
That's a great point.
In the NFL, you have to give the football back. If a hockey puck takes your teeth out, it is still not your property.
Is that true?
That is true. And very big with soccer, they will not let you keep that ball.
They will come into the stands and rip it out of your cold grip.
I don't mess with soccer people.
And NBA, you got to give the ball back.
That is correct. Baseball is the only one. Well,
golf, you would have to give it to the player because it's still in play.
Yeah, it's true. Play it where it lies.
Huh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.